So today on Radio Heaven, a baker's son from a musical family who celebrated his 90th birthday on Wednesday, and someone who had two huge careers.
Hello, Nottingham. I'm sure there'll be something for everyone today.
Yes, Jimmy Young on BBC Radio Nottingham. He started out in the music business, a band leader and a singer, who was the first to have two consecutive number ones in the British charts. After a spell in the forces, he was signed to Polygon Records alongside Petula Clark. And his broadcasting career began with a short stint on Housewives' Choice, and then properly at Radio Luxembourg.
Hello again, and a very warm welcome to the show.
Yes, at Luxie, Jimmy Young, and then joined the BBC as one of the first disc jockeys on BBC Radio 1.
It's the Jimmy Young Show.
Sock it to him, Raimondo.
What's the recipe today, Jim?
I'll tell you. Louis Slices, that's what. And it was sent in by Mrs. M. Rin. No first name, so formal I must be.
Yes, there he was. In those days, Jimmy Young on both Radio 1 and 2. And his theme became very well known.
The time is 10 o'clock. You're listening to Radio 1 with Radio 2. And it's the Jimmy Young Show.
Morning all, and www. Very warm Wednesday welcomes all round, you see. It's rather a hazy one down here in London, I'm afraid, but not to worry about all that. Ooh, that went in a hurry. Let's kick off this morning with the Archers. We will have a tiny touch of what? This. Sugar.
Yes, and as we say, when he was on Radio 2, every single Prime Minister he managed to get to interview.
It's just a week now since the political world was shaken up with the news that a woman was to lead one of Britain's major political parties. Mrs. Margaret Thatcher emerged triumphant from the second ballot for the leadership of the Conservatives after 2 weeks of battling with the then leader, Mr. Heath, and, of course, other prominent elder statesmen. Well, since then, Mrs. Thatcher has had little to say in public, choosing instead to turn her mind to future policies and picking her shadow cabinet, which indeed she announced last night. However, today she's with me in the studio preparing to talk about the victory and indeed about the future that we can expect from the new style Conservative Party. First of all, nice to have you back again, Margaret.
It's very nice to be back. I thoroughly enjoy these programmes and look forward to being on them frequently.
Good.
Yes, Jimmy Young, persuaded to relinquish his regular shows 9 years ago. He received an OBE, a CBE, and as he retired, he got a knighthood, and deservedly so. What a great communicator, celebrating his 90th birthday last Wednesday.
That's the last one today, Nottingham. See you again, then.